Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate you spending some time with the Mike Broomhead Show. We are here until noon. We've been watching very closely what's happening with the economy of the United States. One of the things that we had talked about in the past is how good the economy was going. And there were a couple of key factors that we were seeing: wage increases, low rates of unemployment, and we were seeing the quality of life go up, because coupled with those two things, we were not seeing inflation. What we're seeing now is the economy coming back very strong, but we're seeing a big amount of inflation. Well, one of the people that we've talked about this the most, his words, not mine, the math geek himself, is Congressman David Schweikert. He joins us right now. Congressman, let's start with inflation and what's happening. This seems to be not a danger right this minute, but a lot of people are predicting that this is going to start slowing down the economy.
I'm going to throw it at you. It's probably a little more complicated because we're not sure how permanent this is.
It's always a little more complicated with you.
Yeah. Is this inflation cycle here because the federal government has pumped and the Federal Reserve have pumped so much cash into the economy that you have lots and lots and lots of people running around buying stuff? Look what's happened to home prices just in your neighborhood.
Right, right.
Now, when that cash starts to dry up, does the empty supply chains and the other things, or have we done already so much structural damage that your ability to house your family or your ability to buy basic produce and other things, the prices have gone up so much that you have lots and lots of Americans that now need higher salaries. Does that sort of set off like breeder reactor where you start chasing your tail? We just don't know yet. We'll actually have a real good sense in about 60 more days of, is this structural, where it becomes a seesaw of, I got to be paid more because everything's costing me more. Well, because you're paying me more, everything now costs more.
Right. So let's talk about the tax plans that are making their way through Congress. The idea that the president wants a $6 trillion budget. What's happening? Where are we with the tax increases? What are we looking at realistically in tax increases, and how soon are we going to see them?
Okay, one more time. It's not $6 trillion budget. It's functionally almost $6 trillion additional spending.
Right.
On top of about a $4 trillion budget.
Yeah, that's a mind-numbing number.
Yeah, mind-numbing numbers. And look, yesterday had Treasurer Yellen in front of Ways and Means, and she wouldn't answer, which is frustrating. We can't make their math work. So the president, the Democrats have promised that all this new spending was going to be covered by new taxes. But so far, the scoring of the new taxes doesn't come anywhere close to the amount of spending. And my fear is they're setting us up to add, in the next couple of years, a national VAT tax like they have in Europe.
Right.
Or other types of taxes on top of everything else. And, because right now they mathematically can't keep their promise. Our best math is that all the tax hikes will not hit even 50% of all the new spending. And the spending is through the ceiling, and it's political spending. When they talk about infrastructure, the vast, vast majority of this isn't roads and bridges. It's less than 10%. It's almost political constituencies of the Democrats is where most of this money is going.
When you look at that, coupled with the estate tax, the estate tax that they're proposing seems to be almost punitive to anybody that has anything to pass down to their family members. Can any of this be stopped, or is all of this a foregone conclusion?
Well, some of their initial basis changes, and that's how much is gets excluded from the estate tax, is being proposed in a way where the really, really wealthy are going to be able to shelter. They're going to hide it. They're going to put it in certain types of trusts. There's ways around it. So it ends up kicking the head into the plumbing company
right.
that for 30 years becomes a big plumbing company, and they choose to sell it, or the principals pass away.
Or wouldn't
that's
you say
that's actually what we're really worried about?
But isn't it worse also here for us here in Arizona with all the farmers and ranchers, where they're not making a whole lot of money off the land, but they own the land, and when someone passes on, the value of the land is what ends up happening. They end up becoming almost sharecroppers because they're selling off land to pay their taxes.
Yeah, it's an equity play. I will give you one that we looked at just yesterday. The capital gains increase puts the capital gains rate into the 40% range. The modeling right now from actually not a conservative group, actually a somewhat liberal leaning group, says the capital gains tax increase itself will lose $33 billion over the first 10 years. And just the capital gains tax. You start to understand that the economics of taxes is where do you maximize revenue and maximize economic growth and opportunity? Because that's how you help the working poor. That's how you help the hardworking men and women. But you also maximize economic growth and revenues. And these taxes are so high right now in the proposals that they'll actually slow down. The corporate tax hike is scheduled to lose 1 million American jobs in the first 24 months.
And along with that is you're also talking about, I would agree with you in any normal circumstance, but we are on the backside of this pandemic where businesses are just starting to see the light of day and climb out of this hole. Carrying that burden is going to make it even worse, don't you think?
What it's going to do is, if we don't do this right, will not have a cycle of long-term economic growth, and we may end up with something that looks very much like the 1970s, where you have high inflation, and most of the price changes are just chasing the inflation cycle. Instead of investing in productivity, we seem to be investing in just wish lists for groups that support fairly liberal causes.
Well, you are always a breath of fresh air and sunshine, and we have always...
Look, I'm optimistic. There's a chance if we could get our act together and stop pandering to, right now, the crazy side of the let's face it, the Democrat members of Congress. There are really good things out there technology-wise that really could set another decade of great economic growth, much better health, for America and the world, but we can't seem to talk about that right now. Right now, it's punish those businesses, those small businesses, and those that didn't support the Democrats. And, it's the politics of taxes is actually pretty ugly right now.
Yeah, it does seem to be that way. Well, I hope you have a good weekend. Look forward to seeing you when you're home, and look forward to maybe getting you in studio now that this COVID thing's behind us.
Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah, pretty soon. We sure will be able to.
Well, look, you sound great for having to wear a mask in front of the microphone.
Thanks, Congressman.
Goodbye, Mike.
That is Congressman David Schweikert. A little news on taxes, an update on what's coming, and just a report from D.C. Coming up in a moment, we're going to talk about the cyber ninjas. Or is it just cyber ninja? All that coming up in just a couple of moments.
Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate you spending time with the Mike Broomhead Show. Happy Friday. If you are the biggest Phoenix Suns super fan, then we want you to show us. Here's what we want you to do. Text the word fan to 411-923. Submit a photo of your Phoenix Suns fandom and you can win a pair of Suns playoff tickets. Now, how cool is that? So do it right now. Take a picture of yourself. We want to see how big your fandom is. And text the word fan to 411-923. You can win a pair of tickets. That's pretty cool. All right, let's talk about the cyber ninjas. Did I get that right, Steve? Is it ninjas or ninja?
I think that's a question that's up for debate right now.
So the head of the company, and they're based out of Sarasota, Florida. We just had the Lee County Sheriff on. Now, Lee County is in where I grew up. That's in southwest Florida, Fort Myers. If you look at the state of Florida, Fort Myers is about as far south as Fort Lauderdale, but on the Gulf of Mexico side. About 80 miles north of Fort Myers is Sarasota. I've spent a lot of time in Sarasota. It has got one of the most beautiful beaches in the entire world called Siesta Key Beach. It's gorgeous. Apparently, that is where Doug Logan is based out of. Now, Doug Logan is the chief executive of the Cyber Ninjas. Am I right so far, Steve? Am I following this right? So
I go with head ninja. Yeah.
Yeah, the ninja.
Head ninja.
The sensei.
Yes.
All right. So he's the sensei. On recent calls to the company's automated answering line, if you press 3 for sales, you get the messaging for Doug Logan. If you press 4 for human resources, press 5 for purchasing, press 6 for the general mailbox, they all go to the same place. If you send an address for the Cyber Ninjas legal department, you get a rented mailbox at a UPS store. And this is who's running the audit. Am I right?
Cyber Ninja.
Cyber Ninja.
Ninja. Singular.
I don't know why I'm laughing at this, but that's what's happening. And so he's not giving interviews. He's not talking to anybody. He's refused to speak with anyone. And Logan himself has strenuously avoided speaking to reporters since taking part in an April 22nd press conference just before it began. When I looked at this story, the reason it bothered me is because I was one of the people that thought that the state of Arizona was going to be able to get to the bottom of things. In other words, once and for all, the official audit of the state of Arizona says we have found this. And what it has turned into is a biased look that is trying to validate the opinions of a lot of people. There are a lot of people out there that believe that the election was fraudulent, stolen. And instead of doing a scientific bit of research that would convince other people that there was shenanigans going on, you are doing something that is absolutely catering to the base that continues to shrink. And I think that's unfortunate. Again, I've said this every single time I've talked about this. I don't think that anybody involved in this, the people that I know, and there are some of them that I know much better than others, I don't take great joy in disagreeing with a lot of people because I don't want to hurt feelings. I don't want hard feelings. But you have to speak up with what your opinion is. And if they don't respect me, even though my opinion is different than theirs, and they were never really my friends anyway. But I respect a lot of people that are directly connected to this audit. I don't think they're liars, and I don't think they're cheaters. But the problem is, you've got a company that you hired that didn't know what they were doing at the beginning of this. At least that's the appearance. And you're talking to someone who was good with the audit when it started. So when you hear people say, well, this is how the media is doing this and this is what the media is doing that, they are only allowing one video feed with one media company. Everybody else is relegated to the press box up in the middle of nowhere. They have a hard time getting interviews with some of the key people. They're not, and I will tell you, I think the world of Randy Pullen. He is speaking to the media, but they are not getting the information that other people are getting. If you look at members of state legislatures across this country, they're down on the floor, they're getting tours, they're apparently getting information that the rest of us aren't because they're going back to their home states talking about what a great thing that's going on. Bernard Carrick, remember, wasn't he the police commissioner in New York that went to prison for something? Bernard Carrick, why he got a tour, well, then he wrote this piece about what a great thing this audit is and everything else. Well, is that the key? Is that if you only get an inside look at this thing, if you're someone that already believes how great it is, and you're going to say great things. And that's part of why people don't trust it. And now, apparently, when you're looking at the cyber ninjas, it's one guy with a P.O. box. Now, I don't know how qualified he is because none of us do. He's not talking to anybody. They refuse to talk to anybody. They're compiling their conclusions, and we hope that they're going to be accurate. That's not an audit as far as most people are concerned. If you, anybody that disagrees with me, if you were going to hire someone because the IRS was auditing you and you needed someone on your side, would you hire one guy with a P.O. box? It's just not the right thing to do. In a moment, we're going to talk about the border, the dangers of the border. And we had a sheriff on that's going to be sending people to the border. We'll talk more about that coming up next.
Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks for being here. Appreciate you. Always appreciate you spending some time with the show. Happy Friday from the Mike Broomhead Show. Want to tell you again, if you are Arizona's biggest fan of the Phoenix Suns, if you are the biggest Phoenix Suns fan, we have an opportunity for you to win tickets to a playoff game. All you have to do is text the word FAN to 411-923. Submit a photo of your Phoenix Suns fandom. Submit that photo and you could win a pair of tickets to see a Suns playoff game. That's very cool, so I hope you'll do it. Text the word FAN to 411-923. We had Sheriff Carmine Marcino on. He is the sheriff of Lee County, Florida. And as you know, Governor DeSantis in Florida answered the call as the governors of Arizona and Texas said this is not just a border state issue. It's a national issue, and asked other governors to step up and help with border security as much as local governments can. The first state to answer that call was the state of Florida and Governor DeSantis. And so we had Sheriff Marcino on this morning because that's the town I grew up in. Lee County, Florida is where Fort Myers, Florida is. And that's the town I grew up in. And my brother is a cop there. He is with the sheriff's office. He's a lieutenant with the sheriff's office. My sister-in-law, who I think is amazing, is also a sheriff's deputy. And so I had the sheriff on because there was something sentimental for me that my hometown was coming to help my home. And it was a great interview with the sheriff. He talked about why they were coming and what's happening. We'll get to some of that in a moment. But let me give you and fill in some of the blanks of why this is a passionate issue for me. It isn't about keeping people out of America. If you're new to the show, I appreciate you listening. I really do, and checking us out. But anybody that's listened to me for any length of time has heard me talk about immigration. I am a huge advocate for immigrants. I love people coming to this country legally. I think it is the lifeblood of this country. I think it will be illegal immigrants to this country that saves it. They know our government better. They understand the dangers of going down the path of socialism being sold as fairness. They can teach us lessons from their real life experiences that people that are born here like myself have never had to learn. Except we're learning them the hard way sometimes. So I am a huge advocate for legal immigration. But let me tell you what's happening with illegal immigration. Let me tell you what's happening with the cartels and the coyotes that are bringing people across the border. In Texas, Border Patrol finds 33 illegal immigrants packed into a U-Haul with temperatures above 100 degrees. The immigrants inside there were suffering from heat-related maladies, from a dozen needed medical treatment. None died because they were found fast enough. And here's a quote from the Border Patrol sector chief. Had our heroic agents not been able to free these trapped undocumented migrants, we could have seen 33 miserable deaths in this event. 33. And the pictures are horrifying. Absolutely horrifying to see those pictures. There is also the bodies of two migrants found in a 24-hour period near the southern border. This was in New Mexico. You know, the temperatures, and we talk about how hot it is, and we joke about how hot it is in the southwestern United States right now, how dangerous it is. And I tell you, with all sincerity, that the cartels do not have one ounce of concern for anybody that they are bringing across the border. And it doesn't matter. They abandon little kids at the fence. They don't care. And the hundreds of millions of dollars that are being raised through human trafficking. Well, it was the sheriff of Lee County, Florida, not a border state, that talked about and rattled off numbers to me, talking about the huge percentage increase in fentanyl and methamphetamines that are crossing our border. Well, they're able to cross the border because Border Patrol and ICE is so consumed with the border crossers seeking asylum and the other things that are happening. There's no doubt that it's being used as a distraction. There was an old trick that they used to use that was being used a long time ago. And what they would do is they would take people that were in this country legally and they would put them in a car and they would put bags of concrete or they would weight down the trunk so the bottom of the car kind of sagged. All the indicators that these people were carrying contraband. And they would drive about 3 miles ahead of a car that was holding the contraband. And while the Border Patrol and other agencies had the vehicle that looked like it had contraband in it pulled over, the one that really was hauling the contraband would drive right on by. They don't need to do things like that anymore. The distraction is coming from human trafficking. And that's what's happening. And the people are dying that are being brought across this border. Demonizing them doesn't do us any good. I'm not demonizing anybody who wants to come to America for a better life. I will call them wrong. I will say what they are doing they cannot do. But you can understand their plight. Sending your children is, there's no excuse for abandoning your children and sending them across the border. No excuse for that. So Sheriff Carmine Marcino, we talked with him this morning about why they're sending people to Florida and Texas, or to Arizona and Texas.
When our Texas administration or, you know, our Arizona administration calls upon us, we are going to help because it's the right thing to do. So I'm very confident the governor's going to iron out the details. He advised it's going to be about a 16-day, you know, assignment.
So they don't have all the details ironed out, but it was an interesting conversation with the sheriff because they're answering a call when another state answers. Now, one of the things I love about Arizona is when tragedy strikes in other places, we help. How many times have we heard about firefighters going all the way back to 9/11 and first responders leaving the state of Arizona and going other places in order to help with fires or tragedies or natural disasters? As a matter of fact, Dr. Lynch, I talk to you all the time about Arizona Pain. Dr. Lynch here in town is a friend of mine, and he's, you know, the head of Arizona Pain, who I talk about all the time. Dr. Lynch was one of the volunteers that left Arizona to risk his life and his career to go fight COVID in New York City when it was so bad there. We spend so much time in Arizona reaching out and doing great things when people need us, and it's phenomenal that we do. That when other states respond to us when there's a crisis, it's heartwarming. So a big thank you to the people that are saying yes to doing this. And it's necessary. It shouldn't be political. It's absolutely necessary, without a doubt. Coming up in a moment, if you move in across the street from a loud music venue and then complain about the loud music, do you really have a right? A story out of Tempe where the old guy, me, is going to take sides with the young people. Steve, next.
Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks for being here. Appreciate you spending some time with us on a Friday. Just got a great text message from a buddy of mine named Rusty, an old friend. He's got some family in town. They're heading north. They're from Texas. And it's a shame. We just got done talking about the border. It's a shame that border states understand so well, but the rest of the country is learning what's happening at the border. It's something we're going to continue to talk about. I made a trip to McAllen, Texas during the Obama administration when the first wave of unaccompanied minors was coming over. And it really motivated me even more to talk about the difference between legal and illegal immigration. And it does affect more than just the border states. And going to Texas and seeing Texas enduring the same thing that Arizona is, and sometimes much bigger, really showed that there is a lack of control. And it doesn't matter who the administration is. It wasn't fixed under any administration, but it's time it got fixed. So we're going to stay on that issue a lot more. Before we get out of this hour, this story just made me laugh. There is a place near ASU called Shady Park. Now, I haven't been there because they don't allow people my age there unless you live in a retirement home that was built or occupied right next to the park. Am I right, Steve? It's right next to Shady Park.
Yeah, so Shady Park isn't really a park. It's
right.
More of a venue.
And you could throw a rock from there and hit Mill Avenue.
Yes, it's around the corner.
Right. I know exactly where it is. Now, for those of you that have been in Arizona for more than a week, know what Mill Avenue is. Mill Avenue is downtown ASU campus college bar heaven, like it should be. Listen, everybody understands that time in your life, and they should have college bars. That's where it is. It's at ASU's campus. Now, they built or whatever converted. I don't know if they built the building, but there is now a retirement community right on the edge of Shady Park, correct?
Across the street, yeah.
Yeah, but it's right there.
Right there next to Mill.
Why would you put a retirement community basically on the campus of Arizona State University? That's like putting a frat house in Sun City. Why would you do that?
Well, and they all moved in the last year.
In which they didn't understand because there were not a lot of the events going on at Shady Park because of the shutdown with COVID-19. So they move these people in, move into this retirement community. Well, now we're coming out of the pandemic. And one of the things that they have at Shady Park, and this is where I show my age, because I tried. I really gave this a shot. The big craze with kids and young people is EDM, electric dance music, Tiesto, stuff like that. So I thought, all right. I love music, and I go all the way back to, like, oldies. I've got this huge eclectic taste in music. So I thought, I'm going to give EDM a try. Oh, my gosh, what are you people thinking? What is wrong with you? That's not music. Now, see how old I sound? That's not music. But so they have EDM concerts at Shady Park. And they've had 44 noise complaints. Or 41 noise complaints since May 1st. Because now the residents of a retirement home don't like the noise. Well, I don't blame them for not liking the noise. But someone had the brains to put a retirement community on the campus of ASU. I mean, this is crazy. Why not set this thing up right outside of Sun Devil Stadium? Why not do that? The worst planning in history. And what's wrong with the city of Tempe? You don't think somebody at the city of Tempe that does permits and does zoning would have said to the people that wanted to put a retirement home basically on ASU's campus, this is not the culture war you're looking for? I mean, I don't blame people. I don't want EDM music blasting day and night. But they're college kids. This is their experience. And this is their campus. I got to side with the kids on this one, Steve. I feel bad for the people that live there. They really didn't know what to expect or what was coming. But am I out of line here?
No, I'm right there with you. Well, and I think it's funny, too, that the city basically came out and said, I hope we can come to some sort of agreement.
Yes. Like,
agreement?
Unless they're going to put soundproof, bulletproof glass and pad the walls in this retirement community, what agreement?
Yeah, the agreement is we get to go back to doing the business that we were originally doing a year ago before you canceled it.
What are we going to do? Are we going to get big band music playing at Shady Park as kind of a compromise? Are we going to do that? Are we going to have Engelbert Humperdinck come and do a show?
I think once a week we bring in like a James Taylor. And we bring in the old crew.
You know what's shameful? Here's what's shameful about that. I went old for me, because you've never heard of Engelbert.
I went old for me.
You went old for you, which is right in my wheelhouse. What do you mean, James
Taylor?
Well,
I'm just saying. You bring in some people who were great in the 70s or whatever.
Oh, that hurts.
What?
That hurts bad.
I like James Taylor.
I know you do, but you associated retirement home age with James Taylor.
Well, I don't know anything James Taylor and the Beatles and whatever. That's about as far back as I go. Buddy Holly, is he still around? I don't think he is.
Buddy Holly died in a plane crash.
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I know. The day the music died.
Yes.
I'm familiar. Great song. Don McLean. Yeah, let's bring Don McLean. Is he
look
around?
Look at you. I don't remember. I think he died. He died recently.
All right, so this plan's not going to work.
Well, it would work if we could just get the right group. You know what I mean? Maybe it's a compromise. Once a month, we bring in, you know, a big band, you know, bring in Doc Severinsen or something. Anyway, in this case, I got to side with the young people at ASU. It's their campus. It's not officially on ASU's campus, but the city of Tempe had to know. I mean, you had to see this coming. When someone wanted to permit a retirement home there, you didn't warn them? So this is not going to be over anytime soon. Coming up in the next hour of the show, we are going to talk about Obamacare. It survives again in the Supreme Court. Chief Justice Roberts said something about this a long time ago. We're going to get that reminder next.